It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The city of South Salt Lake is coming up with a plan to help people who've taken a hit to the wallet because of the coronavirus. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, in just 15 minutes, Governor Herbert will hold a news conference at the state capitol. He's expected to give us an update on how Utah will slow the spread of coronavirus. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards.
Crash-free and delay-free on your valley freeways. Our main secondaries are also in good shape. Legacy, no problems leaving. I-215 going northbound all the way to the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s with a couple scattered showers possible this afternoon. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. It took a full week of bickering, a full week, but the economic stimulus package finally made it through Congress this afternoon. It's been signed by the president, the economic stimulus that will bring $1,200 to every adult in America under $75,000 of income a year. Well, the host of Live Mike, Lee Lonsberry, is here. Explain this to me, Lee. One congressman, one, almost gummed up the whole works for everyone today.
This story is incredible. If you are into like process and procedure and the rules of legislative government, it's absolutely fascinating. And it is this. In Congress, in the House of Representatives specifically, you are able to vote on a piece of legislation in three different ways. Today, of course, they were voting on this giant stimulus package sent over to them by the Senate. You can either hold a unanimous consent vote, which is the speaker there will ask if everyone is in agreement, and if no one objects, it is assumed that every single member of Congress had voted for it. They initially thought of doing it that way, but then it was soon realized that this Thomas Massie, a representative from Kentucky, was going to attempt to require House members to take a recorded vote. Now, that's another way that votes are cast in the House, and a recorded vote is the most conventional of ways. Every member casts either a yay, a nay, or a present vote. And then there is a last and third way, which is called a voice vote. And that was the mechanism that all the House leadership had agreed upon. They said, okay, if everyone gets in there and if the speaker asks everyone to shout out their vote, that it will be the ruling of the speaker that this measure passes. Now, this was the threat that Massie leveled against. Sure.
I don't understand. They were going to do a voice vote. Is this because of parliamentary procedure, or is this because a lot of congressmen are home in isolation, or even like Ben McAdams dealing with coronavirus?
That's exactly right. It's in the House's effort to do their part to participate in social distancing. You have members of Congress spread throughout the country. You have some members who have tested positive, as you mentioned, Ben McAdams, as well as a member down in Florida, Mario Diaz-Balart. And in addition to that, it had been essentially telegraphed by every member of Congress that they were in support of this measure. All of that except for Thomas Massie. And because of the threat he leveled, it required half of the House members to travel dangerously, I might add, travel all the way to Washington, D.C. to cast this vote. And reactions have been very much mixed. In fact, Utah Senator Mike Lee, he was one of a very small number of people to be supportive of the behavior of Congressman Massie. He's saying that he doesn't know a member of Congress more principled or dedicated to the Constitution than Rep. Massie. On the other side of the scale is a representative who represents a portion of Brooklyn, a gentleman named Max Rose. He had this to say on Fox News today.
Thomas Massie, this is disgusting. This is inhumane. You aren't a libertarian. You're un-American. If we push this back 24 hours, there will be blood on Thomas Massie's hands. Anyone else who steps in the way of this, blood on their hands.
This man is from New York, and obviously he's raw on the news that Massie was gumming up the works, Lee.
Exactly Right, and not necessarily in terms that strong, but it is nearly unanimous, the upset that folks are feeling against this congressman. I spoke to the daughter of a member of Congress who had to get on a plane mm-hmm. and fly all the way to Washington to participate in this to prevent Massey from having his way, and she was personally insulted that this behavior had endangered a member of her family.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lee. We appreciate the explanation. The upshot is the bill was approved by Congress. President Trump has signed it. The money is going to every adult American under $75,000 a year. KSL News Time 3:49. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And thank you for joining us. Lee Lonsberry, the host of Live Mike. You'll hear him again Monday afternoon on KSL News Radio. Right now, you get Ricky Meese with a check on traffic.
Well, for those who are on the Valley freeways, if you're driving along, you're going to see good speeds on I-215's Belt Route around the Valley, southbound I-15, downtown to Provo, and I-80, whether you're on the east side going towards Parley's Canyon or on the west side headed towards Tooele County. We do have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic moving westbound on the 21st South Freeway as you're approaching and passing 5600 West. Steve?
Yeah, it's pretty quiet out there on the roads, especially I-15 leaving from downtown Salt Lake all the way to Willard Bay. Southbound 15, good to go back the other way to the Salt Lake Valley. KSL traffic for Susan says, feels like a Sunday drive on northbound 215 on the West Bell. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7 day forecast and Dan Guthrie.
Temperatures will be slow to climb out of this funk here over the next 7 days as we'll have a kind of unsettled weather pattern continuing for us. We won't actually have storms each day, but we'll have the chance to see a couple of storms each day. What that means for us, partly to mostly cloudy skies for the next 3 to 4 days. A couple scattered showers possible. Best chances, though, looking to be in the afternoons and evenings in many of those cases. Temperatures mid-40s today, 50s for the weekend, mid-50s for Monday, and then upper 50s for most of the upcoming week. And we should dry out and stay warm by midweek next week, heading into most of next weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
43 degrees, Governor Herbert speaks at 4 o'clock. We'll carry it live on KSL News Radio.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
People, keep on learning. Soldiers, keep on warring.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orme or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpasDental.com.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Just sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. All you have to do is text the word news to 57500.
It's so green.
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn,
weed's gone. StewartsLawn.com.
My son Drex was 18 when he died in a car crash. A seatbelt could have saved his life. 44 inches of woven fabric, a quarter inch of steel, less than 3 seconds to take one end of the buckle and click it into the other. I can't save Drex's life, but I might be able to save yours.
A message from Zero Fatalities.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Walmart is seeing a big increase in clothing sales, but just tops, not bottoms, because everyone's sitting at home in their comfiest sweats. KSL drives with people dreaming of exploring the outdoors while isolated at home. Jeep is growing in popularity. A new study out shows more people want to buy a Jeep once everything gets back to normal. Wall Street today, investors didn't quite react as expected. We got the stimulus package, but the Dow lost 915 points. We wrapped the week at 21,636. The S&P 500 lost 80 points. The NASDAQ dropped 295. KSL News Time 356. GM won't be the only one to be making ventilators. Dyson's doing it in England as well.
The UK government says it has ordered 10,000 of the new ventilators from the Dyson company to aid healthcare workers fighting the coronavirus. Headed by British inventor James Dyson, the firm, which has pioneered development of bagless vacuum cleaners, says it has designed a new type of ventilator. A spokesman for Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the machines still must meet safety and regulatory standards, or they will not be purchased and put into use in hospitals. A ventilator is a machine that helps a person breathe if they are having difficulty. Dyson says it put hundreds of its engineers working round the clock to design the ventilators in response to a call for help across all industries from the British medical services. The British government says it has just over 8,000 ventilators in store, but will need at least 30,000 to handle an expected surge of potential virus patients. Matt McGarry, ABC News on the Foreign Desk.